We continue on learning Lili Nishmas Davi B'Menachem Rosh and Chaim Yaakov B'Pinchas Leo wearing Ksuvos Parakei Mishnah Beis. We've already discussed in Maseches Yevamos the idea of a woman, a Bas Yisrael, marrying a Kohen, and the the halacha that she's able to eat truma. The concern, however, is that if after Kiddushin, after Erisin, she would start eating truma, even though she really, on a Doraisa level, should be able to, based on the Pasuk of the Kohen, Ki ikne nefesh kinyan kaspo hu yochal bo. An arus is certainly the kinyan kaspo, the acquisition from based on finances from the man, because he is mekadishar with kesef. That's kiddushin. Nonetheless, there's a concern if she begins to eat truma, she may feed that truma to her family. After all, they're not living a husband and wife. She may feed that truma wine or that truma bread to her family who are non-kohanim, and therefore midrabanan we don't allow an arusa to eat truma, even though she's an arusa to a kohen. That's why the one possibility midrabanan why we're concerned. The other concern is what we call simpon. Simpon is the possibility of the nullification of the marriage of the kiddushin because of a mum. There could be that the woman has a blemish, and that would be a blemish that can in fact nullify the entire marriage. Certain blemishes could potentially make the whole marriage a mekach. And the husband may not find that mum until they have nisu, until they have chuppah. So it could be that if she'd be eating truma for a whole year, let's say between erisin and nisuin, and then to find out that it was really a mekach tos, she was eating truma, and they were never married. She was never married to a kohen, eating truma where you're not supposed to. That's a misa b'dei shamayim, potentially, if you take that very seriously. So therefore, midrabanan, we don't have truma. Mishnah is going to discuss that issue and some others as well. Says the Mishnah, Nostim lebesula shneim or sar chodesh mishetava'a haba. Literally means, we give a besula 12 months from the time that the husband solicitor. What is to be toveahar? It's interesting. It doesn't necessarily mean from the time of erisin. It could be that the time of erisin, that's understood, that when he's ma'aris or he's mekadishar, so that's the understanding that they're planning to get married, and therefore she should prepare herself for 12 months from that. But it's possible that that could be that he's preparing, telling her to prepare her clothing or adornments for marriage. Maybe it means he asked her to get married. That doesn't necessarily mean, and we have, let's say, that would be engagement today. That's not necessarily kiddushin, though. So tevias habal, or where we give 12 months for the wife to prepare, for the woman to prepare, could be before or after erisin. But that's what we get in order for her, or we give her to prepare herself for the wedding. And the Mishnah says, ukshem shenostim lo isha, kach nostim lo ish, lefarnes esatmo. And the same thing we give to the woman, give her the opportunity of 12 months to prepare for the wedding. So too, we do for the man. We derive this from the story when it came to Rivka, when Eliezer came to Rivka. So you may remember the pasuk says, teshev hanara itanu yamim, oh, asur. So the family said, you know, let her stay with us, you know, at least for yamim. Yamim there means, based on the pasuk in Bahar, yamim tiyeh gul asur, yamim means a year. Let her stay with her for a year, and if not, oh, asur, maybe for 10 months, something less than that. But and Eliezer says, no, it's time to go. So we learn from there, yamim, a year, and that's the amount of time we give the besula to prepare herself for the wedding. Now, the Mishnah seems to say that the husband's preparation is all dependent on the wife. So let's say, it makes no difference whether he was never married or he's a widower. Whatever length of time the wife needs, the kala needs, that's what he needs. So if she's a besula, it's 12 months. If she's an almana, as we'll see in a moment, he also has 30 days. The Yushami holds differently. No, it all depends on him. Meaning if he was never married, so he's given 12 months, even if his wife is a widow. After all, he should be able to have the full year to prepare. Different opinions about that. So once again, nosim lebesula shnei masar chodesh mishet. We, from the time the husband solicits her for marriage, so we give her 12 months to prepare for the wedding. To prepare himself. And what's he preparing with? Not with jewelry and clothing necessarily, says the Baturah, but he has to prepare the feast, the food, the chuppah, and to prepare for the wedding itself. And then the Mishnah says, Ol almana a shloshim yom. And almana only has 30 days. Why 30 days? So she already has. How much tircha, how much work does she need, preparation does she need? After all, she probably has from the previous marriage. She already has clothing, she has jewelry. So 30 days is sufficient. Now the Mishnah says the following. Higi azman v'lo nisu. If the time has arrived and they haven't gotten married, so what happens? So 12 months arrives, and that was the set date for the wedding. And let's say we're talking about a case where it was the chasan, the husband, who's preventing the wedding from taking place. So the Mishnah says, what's the halacha? Ochlos mishalo v'ochlos betruma. We allow, she is able to eat from his food, mizonos, from him, and if he's a kohen, she's allowed to start eating truma. Now, why should that be? Well, he's the one who's holding up the wedding. This is discussed in Daf Beis Amud Aleph in Maseches Ksuvos, in terms of who's holding up the wedding. Is it her fault? Is it his fault? So if he's the one who's holding up the wedding, the Gemara assumes that he's ma'akev the nisuin. So then, he's chayv in mizonos because that's his obligation once they have nisuin. And if he's a kohen, as we said, she can begin eating truma. So the problem is that if she's eating truma, are we not concerned that maybe she's feeding this truma to her family? So the answer to the Gemara says no, because if she's eating from his food, she's no longer eating in her father's house. He designates a place, even though they're not living as husband and wife, they haven't had chuppah, he's preventing the chuppah. Nonetheless, he has to pay for a place, for an apartment for her to stay in, and therefore she's able to eat from his truma, and we're not worried, because he's miyached makom, we're not worried that she's going to give any of that food to her family. Ah, aren't we concerned? What about the other opinion that says we're worried about simpon, about the nullification of the marriage of a mekachtos, because he may find a mum, he may still find a mum. She's going to start eating truma now, and then finally when he's ready to go into the chuppah, even though he's delayed it for a while, he's going to see a mum that may nullify the marriage retroactively. So the answer is no, he makes sure if the time has arrived for nisuin, and he's chayv to give him his onos, he's also going to check through her relatives to make sure that there's no mum, no blemish that would potentially disqualify the marriage. Then the Mishnah says, Rabbi Tarfon, Omer, Nostim la hakol truma. So this means the following. If she is an Ashes Kohen, and we have this situation where he's holding up the marriage, he has the right to give her all the mizonos as truma. Now, what's the difference? If you say it's free food, it's free food. So the answer is, because a woman, during days of tumah, during days of nida, she's not allowed to eat truma. So, because she's tamei, you're not allowed to make truma tamei. So what would she have to do with that food? She'd have to sell that truma food and buy chulin, buy non-truma food with that money. So that is something that, but after nisuin would happen, that's not her problem. He's obligated to find, to buy chulin for her to feed her. So that is a little bit of a terech on her part. According to Rabbi Tarfon, that's her problem. Meaning he can give her all truma. During days of Tara, she obviously can eat the truma. This is during this time where the 12 months have arrived, but they haven't entered the chuppah yet because he's preventing it. During the days of Tumah, when she's not allowed to eat Truma, it's her obligation. She has to take responsibility and go through that tercha, that trouble of selling the Truma to buy herself chulin. That's Rabbi Tavron's halacha. Rabbi Akiva Omer, mechza chulin, eu mechza Truma. Now, what we do is the husband should be, during that time, should give her, obviously, he can give her all chulin. But the point is that he even can give her partial truma and partial chulin. The point is that, yeah, during the days when she can eat, when she's tamea and she cannot eat truma, so then you have to give her, during demei tumasa, you give her chulin. And during the days where she's tahora, then he has the right to give her truma and she's able to eat truma in that designated place. Perek, hey, Mishnah, Gimel. Our Mishnah is dealing with a case where an arusa to a kohen was given the 12 months to prepare for the nisuin, and now the arus, the man, before they even entered the chuppah, died during that time, and now she falls to yibum. So says the Mishnah, Hayavam eino machil batruma. You have a Yavam who's a Kohen. Obviously, the brother who died was also a Kohen. So she was married to, she had Kiddushin with a Kohen, wasn't yet eating Truma. And now that husband passed away and she falls to a Yavim was also a Kohen. Nonetheless, Eino Machil B'Trumah, cannot be Machil a Bas Yisrael who falls to Yibam to her if he hasn't done Yibam just yet, hasn't performed a Bio with her, so they cannot give her Trumah. Because based on the Pasuk, the Kohen Ki Iknen Nefesh Kinyan Kaspo Hu Yochalba. We mentioned this, that this is why on a Daraisa level an Arusa should be able to eat Trumah because she is Kinyan Kaspo. Only Midrabanan she cannot, but Kinyan Kaspo means if the wife is considered Kinyan Kaspo, Kiddushin was performed through Kesef, and therefore she is his acquisition, she should be able to eat Truma if he's a Kohen. But when you have a case of Yavam, so she is not Kinyan Kaspo of the Yavam, she is the Kinyan Kaspo of the deceased brother, and therefore, since she's not Kinyan Kaspo of the Yavam, she cannot eat Truma, nor can she have Truma, because she never had an Nisuin with the brother anyway. But once Yibam happens, so then she is his wife for everything, of course she can eat Truma. Asasashisha, Mishnah continues, Asasashisha Chadashim Bifnei HaBaal, Vishisha Chadashim Bifnei HaYavam. So take this case where you have this Arusa. She's an Arusa to a Kohen. They gave her 12 months to be Mefarnes herself, to prepare herself for the wedding, to provide adornments, jewelry, clothing, etc., as we learned in the previous Mishnah. And after 6 months, halfway through that time, the Arus dies. So they never had Chuppah. He died 6 months. And then she had 6 months waiting for the Yavam to perform Yibam. Or the Mishnah says, not half and half, but Vafilu Kulam Bifnei Habal Chase Yom Echad Bifnei Yavam. Or even, let's say she was with the Arus, she had Kiddushin, and they were almost all 12 months, and unfortunately the Arus passed away a day before the wedding, a day before the Chuppah, and now there's one day she's with the Yavam up to right before the 12 months have elapsed. Oh, Kulan Bifnei HaYavam Chase Yom Echad Bifnei HaBaal. Or the opposite. And this is what we're saying as a Kal Vachomer. It certainly don't have to say if let's say she was with the she was only one day betrothed, had Erusin with the Baal, and she's now the rest of the 12 months, 11 months and 29 days, she's with the Yavam, waiting for the Yavam for Yibam. So says the Mishnah, in all of these cases, Eina Ocheles Betruma. There's no, she's not allowed to eat Truma. Why? Because the Arus was never Chayiv in Mizonos. And therefore, she never was allowed to eat Truma in his lifetime. Now, the truth is, the halacha would be the same if, let's say, the entire 12 months she was with the Arus. I'm just dealing with a case where 6 months with the Arus, 6 months waiting for the Yibam, or 11 months and 29 days with this one, and one day with the other one, or 11 and 29 days and one day with the other one. So in these cases, we say, oh, that's why she never had a chance to eat Truma, and therefore the halacha is she's not allowed to eat Truma. But the truth is, it would be the same, even if she was with the Arus for an entire 12 months, even though the Arus became chayv in Truma in giving her Mizonos, and not only that, she ate Truma while he was still alive. Remember the previous Mishnah, Higiyaz man velo nisu orchos mishalav orchos betruma. Nonetheless, once the Arus dies and she's waiting for Yibum, she's not allowed to eat Truma while she's a Shomeris Yava. And that's why, as we said, Kinyan Kaspo. She's the Kinyan of the brother. So why does the Mishnah even mention 6 months and 6 months, or almost all 12 months and one day here, almost 12 months and one day there? She can't eat Truma. She can't even eat Truma if she spent a full 12 months with the original husband before he passed away, and she even started eating Truma with him, and now he dies and she's ready for the Yavam. So why do you have to give me a case like this? Oh, it's part of the time of the Yavam, part of the time of the husband. Even if the whole time with the husband, and the husband was chayv now, could feed her Truma, and then he dies, she doesn't eat Truma. So the chiddush of the Mishnah is to tell us the following, that in a case that what? Let's say in a case where she hasn't eaten any Truma at all, meaning the Chiddush is that she doesn't eat Truma not in the lifetime of the Arus and not after the Arus dies, because had she been In, as we said, had she spent the full 12 months with the Arus, she at least would have eaten Truma in his lifetime. That's what the Mishnah is coming to teach us. So once again, the language of the Mishnah is, if she did 6 months bifnei habal, 6 months bifnei hayavim, or kulan bifnei habal minus 1 day bifnei hayavim, or all bifnei hayavim except 1 day bifnei habal, eina ocheles betruma, she can't eat truma. So we asked, well, she can't eat truma anymore once the husband dies, even if she was eating truma during the lifetime of the husband. If 12 months arrived and he didn't marry her, like the previous Mishnah, the Chiddush of the Mishnah here is that no, we're talking about cases where she never gets a chance to eat truma. We're talking about cases where she got to eat truma during the lifetime of the husband. In the cases in this Mishnah, she will never have had an opportunity to eat truma, and the only time she will be able to is when she marries the Yavam. The Chiddush of the Mishnah is that she's not going to be able to eat truma because the Yavam is not the Kinyan Kaspo of the Yavam. Mishnah then says the following, Zo Mishnah Rishona, that which we learned, Higiyaz man velonisu ochlos mishalo. That's the previous Mishnah, where if the time has arrived and the husband is preventing the wedding, she's allowed to eat truma. That is an earlier, an original Mishnah, an original teaching, which a later generation based in rejected and dismissed. Based in Shalach Rein Amru, a later court made the following ruling that Eina Isha Ocheles Betruma Achi Takanis Lechupa. She cannot eat truma until, even if the 12 months were up and the husband's holding back the wedding and he's a Kohen and he's going to designate a place for her and the family will check out to see if there's a mum. Doesn't matter. She can only eat truma when she enters the chuppah. What are we afraid of? So the Gemara says, we're afraid of the mum problem. We're afraid that at the end it'll be a mekachtas. He'll find a mum, and that will annul the whole marriage, the whole kiddushin from the beginning, and therefore a zara, a non-kohenis, will be eating truma. What happened to the Mishnah Rishona? Why are we not worried about that? So he said, we're not afraid about that, because the Mishnah Rishona may have held like the other concern. The other concern was not about a mum. The concern was she may feed to her family. Well, if the time of the nisuin arrived and the husband's preventing the chuppah, so since he's chayiv in mizonos, he's going to designate her a place to eat. So then we don't have to worry about that. And that's why they held the missionary Shona Migiyas Manvlonisu, she can start eating truma. But if the concern had been the mum problem, that's going to be a problem. That's the Mishnah Achrona. The problem is that we explain that even according to the Mishnah Rishona, that may the mum issue may have been a problem as well. So why did the original Mishnah, the original teaching, allow it to eat truma, and this one does not? So we said like this: the Mishnah Rishona was figured, well, if the time arrived and they get married, since he's chayav to give him his onos, you know, and potentially he could have a truma, he is going to check. Ask her relatives if there are any mumen, any blemishes, maybe that are not exposed, that they may notice after we live together, anything I need to worry about. So they're going to tell him, and if they say no, so he's going to go through with the marriage, and therefore she can eat truma, and we're not worried about a mekach tos. The Mishnah Achrona must hold, and this is assuming we're following the mum reasoning, Mishnah Achrona must hold, no, that the bedika done through the relatives is not sufficient. That is only an external bedika. That type of checking and inspection is not going to do the trick. We're still concerned that after they get married, he may find something internal, something that is much more private that even the family members would not know, and it would turn into a mekach tos, and therefore she'll end up eating truma. So therefore, the Mishnah Achrona says, no, a woman doesn't eat truma until she enters the chuppah because we're afraid of this concern of mum. Why wasn't Mishnah Rishona afraid of that? Either because the Mishnah Rishona was not afraid of a mum at all. The only reasoning was she may feed her family and the husband designates a place. Or maybe the Mishnah Rishona was not concerned, also had that issue with mum, but figured once the 12 months arrive and it's time for the husband to support his wife, she can eat truma. Why? Because he'll inspect, make sure there's no mum through the family members. And the Mishnah Rishona says that's not going to be sufficient.